Like we said, Parsha Shmini, it's the end of the inauguration of the Mishkan. It's the eighth day. Aaron's going to take his rightful place as being the head of the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol. And I want to focus in the beginning of the Parsha, because in the beginning of the Parsha, there are two points in particular which I find quite interesting, which I think can illuminate us when it comes to Aaron's role and ideas about leadership. The point number one, which is very interesting, is that the Torah tells us that Moshe brought Aaron close to the Mizbeach. Okay, in the beginning of the Parsha, it says that Moshe brought Aaron close to the Mizbeach. Why does the Torah say that Moshe brought him close? The implication is that it was Moshe who was forcing Aaron to come close. Rashi quotes a Medrash that explains that Aaron did not want to come close to the Mizbeach because he was embarrassed. What was he embarrassed about?
That he got the job.
Well, not just got the job because of what?
Cheda
Egel. Yes, because of Cheda Egel, right? After the destruction, after Matan Torah, Moshe comes down, he destroys the Luchos, there's Cheda Egel. Who is instrumental in Cheda Egel? Aaron HaKohen, in helping them build the Cheda Egel. Because he's embarrassed about the entire situation. He's nervous about what's going on over there. Says Moshe, no, I need to bring you close. And the Medrash even says, that's exactly why you were chosen. The thing that you're embarrassed about is exactly why you were chosen. What exactly does that mean? So the Chasam Sofer says that the fact that you're embarrassed about that, what you did was wrong, your humility is why you're going to make a great leader. But I think that there's another reason, which I want to get to in a moment, but first I want to ask one other question, okay? The one of the chataos, the sin offerings which is brought in the inauguration is unique from the following standpoint. It is burned b'chutz. What does that mean? It's not burnt inside the Mishkan. It's burnt outside of the Mishkan. Says Rashi on that pasuk, there are only two chatos which are burnt outside of the Mikdash or the Mishkan. It is the chatas of the Miluim, and it's the chatas of what the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur itself. Okay, those are the only two exceptions to the rule. And Talacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Why? What exactly is the common denominator between Aaron's chatas of the Miluim and the chatas which is brought on Yom Kippur, that they're both burnt b'chutz outside of the Mishkan? So it's a very beautiful Nitziv. It's fantastic. The Nitziv points out that in Parshas Tetzaveh, all the way back in Shemos, when Aaron and his sons are consecrated and separated out to become the Kohanim, it is very unclear in the Pesukim who is supposed to be the Kohen Gadol and who are supposed to just be the Kohanim. They're put on equal footing. But if you look in Parshas Tzav, which is last week's Parsha, meaning after Cheda Egel, it's very clear that Aaron is the Kohen Gadol and his sons are not. Why? What is the change? What happened between Tetzave and Tzav? They're almost identical psukim of each other. Other than the fact that Aaron is clearly the Kohen Gadol in Parshas Tzav. Says in the Tziv, because Cheda Egel did not detract from Aaron's ability to lead, rather it enhanced his ability to lead. He did something wrong. Says in the Tziv, Aaron's care and sensitivity for the Jewish people, who were in a state of crisis, and he cared for them, and he thought that the best way forward would be trying to delay them in building the Egel. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu will come down. And that's what he does. He uses delay tactics. He says, tomorrow we'll have a holiday. He says, go get me the jewelry from your wives and from your daughters. Probably not going to be an easy fight for Cheda Egel. All those things he does in order to delay and hopefully facilitate a Moshe will come down. He was wrong in his assumption that that would work. But his care and sensitivity to the Jewish people is something which we want to highlight. It doesn't detract from his leadership capabilities. Rather, it is specifically the reason why he was chosen. Maybe that's the idea of what Rashi is telling us from the Medrash. Aaron's embarrassment of how can I come become the Kohen Gadol? How can I go take this new position? I'm embarrassed about what I did wrong last time I held the position of leadership. Says Moshe, no, that's specifically the reason why you're chosen. Because of your care and sensitivity for the Jewish people. And I think that with that we can answer the initial question that we had. What was the initial question? Or the second question rather? Why are there two chatos which are burnt outside of the Mishkan? The only two chatos are the chatas of the Miluim and the chatas of the Yom Kippur. Because what's happening on Yom Kippur and on the Miluim, it's when Aaron's assuming a leadership position within the Jewish people. The Miluim, obviously, he's becoming the Kohen Gadol. And what happens on Yom Kippur? The only person who's allowed to do any avod in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur is the Kohen Gadol, in order to achieve kapara for the Jewish people. And therefore the common denominator between these two sin offerings is that it's done because of the respect, sensitivity, love, and care that Aaron and Kohen had for all the Jewish people. And that's why they both have the same halacha that need to be burnt, bachatz. Hopefully this is a very important message just in general, but specifically during this time period where we're mourning the losses of Rabbi Akiva and his students, where the reason why they died, as the Gemara tells us, Shalom Nahamu Kavod Zabazah, that we learned from Aaron HaKohen and tried to be sensitive and caring to all Jews, even if we may think that they are doing something wrong. Aaron certainly thought that Chid Egel was a bad idea, but nevertheless, his care and sensitivity, even though he made a mistake, was something that allowed him to become the Kohen Gadol and lead the Jewish people. Shalom Bizocha to follow in his footsteps.